Children's education perspective evolved across history. Today, many parents prioritize protecting their children until they're independent. However, in 17th century New England, children were pushed into work early due to health challenges and widespread poverty. Philosopher John Locke even advised parents to let children face their mistakes, arguing that sheltering them could hinder their ability to bounce back and learn effectively. This historical context shows a stark contrast to modern parenting practices, highlighting the shift over time in how children are raised and educated. In the 1800s in America, about 1 in 6 kids aged 10 to 15 worked in factories, as they were seen as practical, cheap labor, not sensitive, developing children. Later, changes in work and family structures allowed parents to focus more on their children. Dangerous child labor practices in the early 1900s led to rules against kids working. Since then, children's roles shifted from being seen as valuable contributors to often being considered less important in families. This change happened alongside more divorces and couples having fewer kids later in life. Education focuses more on raising children to become capable adults. Books on child psychology, like Nathaniel Brandon's popular 1969 book, The Psychology of Self-Esteem, became trendy. Brandon argued that a child's self-esteem greatly influences their behavior. Psychologist Jean Twenge noted that this self-esteem movement boosted confidence in American society, but also led to more narcissistic behavior. Children's enthusiasm should stem from intrinsic motivation, not rewards. Centuries ago, children fought to survive. Today, they battle for perfect grades. Grades meant to gauge progress and future success have a downside. They don't inspire kids from within. From day one of school, kids are pressured for good grades. They're told these grades dictate their future life and respect in society. All students feel pressured to aim for straight A's, leaving no room for failure. Parents often resort to rewards like new phones to push their children for perfect grades. However, these external rewards can kill their natural motivation. An experiment by psychologist Harry Harlow with monkeys showed that when rewarded regularly, monkeys lost interest in tasks compared to those not rewarded. In humans, when children are enthusiastic about a task, they persevere even when faced with challenges. To promote this enthusiasm, children should be encouraged to find their solutions to problems. But how can caregivers make students excited about school? The key is to step back and let children decide how, when, and where they complete tasks, without expecting rewards. Parents can still give input on school activities, but should establish clear expectations, such as homework deadlines. If children fail to meet these expectations, it teaches them valuable lessons in coping with pressure. Guide children to make their own decisions in education. Parental involvement in a child's education is important because it helps children succeed. However, there's a difference between being supportive and trying to control every aspect of a child's school life. Psychologist Wendy Grolnick studied how different parenting styles affect children. She discovered that children whose mothers were controlling tended to give up more quickly when faced with challenges, compared to children whose mothers were more supportive of their autonomy. Being supportive doesn't mean being permissive or letting children do whatever they want. It means setting clear boundaries and expectations while allowing children to learn and make choices within those limits. Research indicates that children benefit more from parents who encourage responsibility and independence, rather than those who constantly monitor and control their every move. Shifting from a controlling to a supportive parenting approach requires effort but is vital. Instead of directing your child, aim to assist them. It can be tricky to distinguish between these styles, but remember to appreciate both your child's successes and mistakes equally. Encourage them to explore different ways of handling challenges. In contrast, Controlling parents often provide solutions prematurely, whereas allowing children to wrestle with problems promotes patience and problem-solving abilities. Parenting styles aren't always straightforward. Controlling approaches might seem supportive due to their use of rewards. It's important for both children and parents to understand that failure is a part of growth. What truly matters is showing unconditional love regardless of success or failure. Encouraged praise motivates your child positively. Many parents shower their kids with praise, but how you do it matters. Instead of praising the child, focus on praising their actions. There are two types of praise: praising someone's personality, like saying, "You're so funny," and praising their actions, like, "You did a great job." When you compliment someone for their inherent qualities, you judge them and can create a fixed mindset. This means you see their skills as unchangeable. However, praising their actions promotes a growth mindset where everyone can improve their abilities through practice in various areas. Psychologist Carol Dweck found that praising effort is crucial for motivation. Her study showed that students called smart tended to give up faster on tough tasks compared to those praised for hard work. Japan's schooling offers a different approach from the West. This suggests that emphasizing effort over innate abilities can encourage greater perseverance and success in learning. In Japan, children are not sorted into groups based on their abilities. Instead, there's a belief that every child can succeed in any field. There are no subjects restricted to only the most talented children. Rather than just praising good grades, it's important to recognize the effort put into studying and preparing for tests. When children understand that hard work and persistence can develop their skills, they become less afraid of failing. Household duties instill early sense of purpose in children. Household chores often spark conflict between parents and children, but they also offer kids a chance to learn how to be responsible and capable. When children help out at home, they feel more accountable and purposeful, which is crucial for their future independence. Research shows that lacking a sense of purpose is a common issue among people who struggle with suicidal thoughts. Encouraging children to take on household tasks helps them develop a sense of purpose. When parents step in to fix mistakes or take over, it can undermine this learning process. Teaching kids to handle tasks independently shows them that their efforts matter and builds their confidence in taking responsibility. Help your children develop their ways of getting things done rather than just telling them what to do. Instead of calling them chores, refer to household duties as family contributions to emphasize the value of their actions within the family. When assigning tasks, consider your child's age. Even young children can take on responsibilities around the house. As they grow older, give them more complex tasks that require less supervision. For example, children aged 6 to 11 can handle tasks like setting the table, making grocery lists, or vacuuming. Those aged 12 and older can take on more significant responsibilities, such as cooking meals, caring for younger siblings, or performing minor household repairs like changing light bulbs. Remember, assigning tasks isn't just about maintaining a clean home, it's about developing a sense of teamwork and strengthening family bonds. Frequent, unrestricted interaction aids children's development. Social development starts early, with infants observing adult faces and imitating their expressions. Learning to interact with others continues throughout life. Recognizing that social skills can improve from an early age is crucial. Caregivers play a vital role in communication, but children mainly learn from interacting with peers. Free play is essential for learning, and parents should encourage it without interference. Psychologist Hara Estroff Morano found that kindergarten free play predicts academic success better than standardized tests like reading or math. Playing with peers not only boosts academic outcomes, but also enhances empathy through immediate feedback. When parents step in when kids push each other, they stop them from seeing the results of their actions. But if children witness others crying after being pushed, they learn how their actions affect others. This helps them handle conflicts better with other kids. Research also found that children feel less upset when they see their parents make up after an argument compared to when the issue isn't resolved. It's also beneficial for kids to be friends with peers who have different interests and backgrounds. This helps them become better at meeting new people later in life. For instance, in sales, those exposed to diverse groups early on are more skilled at mirroring others, improving their ability to connect and adjust. Sometimes, parents need to step in. If you know some kids are influencing your children dangerously, like with drugs or violence, talk to your kids about it. If you're unsure, get professional advice. But be honest with yourself. Are you worried about your child, or do you just not like their friends? If it's the latter, try to take a step back. Grades restrict kids. Self-set goals develops purpose. When grades start to drop, even the most supportive parents can become anxious and try to control their children's study habits. However, these situations are great chances for kids to decide what matters most to them. Grades aren't everything. They have limits. A study in Japan looked at how students performed on math quizzes in two groups. One group was told their results would affect their final grade, while the other group was told the quiz was just to track their progress. The second group did much better and learned more from the quizzes than the first group. Grading has always faced skepticism. In 1898, Timothy Dwight V., a former president of Yale University, criticized grades for being impersonal and lacking direct communication between teachers and students. Despite their flaws, grades aren't disappearing anytime soon. Help your children set their own educational goals rather than strictly following the school curriculum. Talk with them, support them, and focus on their efforts, not just the results. When they achieve their goals, it boosts their confidence and sense of success. Allow students to choose their courses as soon as possible, giving them a sense of ownership over their education. If you decide everything for them, they might feel disengaged, thinking everything is pre-planned. Key points. 1. Parenting has shifted from controlling children to encouraging independence and responsibility. 2. Intrinsic motivation, rather than external rewards, drives lasting enthusiasm for learning. 3. Supporting children's decision-making helps them develop problem-solving skills and resilience. 4. Praising effort, not innate abilities, encourages a growth mindset and perseverance. 5. Household chores teach children responsibility and contribute to their sense of purpose. 6. Social skills develop through free play and interactions with diverse peers. 7. Setting personal educational goals helps children find purpose beyond grades.